This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Rolling right along on a Friday edition of the program. Talk Radio Town Hall is this hour with Senator Kevin Cramer. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for that today on the program. 855-217-76 is the toll-free telephone number. 855-217-76. On this Veterans Day, Senator Kevin Cramer is in the middle of a blizzard in Bismarck.
I'm at the end of a blizzard, fortunately.
So yeah, that's true.
I'm creating my own blizzard with my snow blowing, which, by the way, is truly one of my favorite things to do. I know it seems weird. I like mowing grass and blowing snow. It's almost mindless and, therapeutic.
Simple pleasure.
Simple pleasure.
A lot better than putting up with Chuck Schumer in the United States Senate.
Yeah, well, clipping my toenails is better than that.
Yeah. Well, it is Veterans Day, and I know that a lot of the Veterans Day events didn't end up happening because of this weather forecast in Bismarck. But nonetheless, it's a great day to thank our veterans, isn't it?
Well, it is, and so are the other 364 days of the year. And I do think it's pretty great that we set aside a day in the United States specifically to express gratitude to our veterans, to remember them, to think about them, to thank them, to do whatever we can to help them. At the same time, it's a good reminder that we need to do it the other 364 days as well. And sometimes we don't, Scott, as I often say, and I often tell veterans that you have to forgive us when we don't remember to thank you, because part of the reason we don't is because you'd make it so easy for us to have these great lives we have with all this freedom in the United States that we go about our business rather casually. And that's both a tribute and I guess somewhat, an embarrassment in many respects. We're so blessed.
I like your snow blowing attire too, I should tell you.
Do you like that? Well, yeah. Listen, it's called practical. It's not complicated.
It's got a flag hat on, Kev. You see that? It's got the flag hat going there.
Dude, looking good,
oh,
buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
We love that.
If you saw the video, literally, I shot that video about 30 minutes ago. So I've got a lot of snow left to blow, but I'm not going to let you see my head without a cap on.
No, I hear you. I wouldn't want to show you mine either. It's a little on the rough side. Anyway, we honor all those veterans out there today, and sorry that the events couldn't proceed as usual in Bismarck, but they are here in Fargo, which is great. Let's start with your election recap of just kind of analysis of what you saw and what you heard on election. By the way, it's not election day anymore. It's election week now.
That's what I was going to say. My first recap is, could we please go back to counting ballots the day of the election? And here we live at this time when the confidence in elections is waning, and yet the states that have the biggest problem don't seem to ever fix the problem, which just adds to our concern. Now, every indication by people that I trust and know and our experts is that we're going to end up winning the governor's seat in Nevada. In Arizona, we're going to win the Senate seat in Nevada, because the outstanding ballots that haven't been counted yet just can't break strong enough the right way for Democrats to win those. But Scott, why don't we count them? I do not for the life of me understand it. And one of the problems, by the way, this is why voter identification is so critical. This is why states and localities need to have a voter ID requirement. This nonsense of, if the signature isn't on the ballot, or it doesn't match the outside of the ballot, or it doesn't match the other signatures, in the system, then we call them up and send them a postcard and invite them to come back and show us their real signature. How about they just show a photo ID to vote? That's what I can't get. So that's my first takeaway. My second takeaway is that while it wasn't the red wave that a lot of people were predicting, and let's fire a lot of those people, by the way, the pollsters that clearly we've been overpaying for a number of elections now. It was still, nonetheless, it was a Republican night. I mean, we're going to flip the House of Representatives. Kevin McCarthy's probably going to be the Speaker of the House. Joe Biden no longer has a free rein to do whatever he wants or spend however much he wants. Hunter Biden is going to have to be, brought in under oath and going to have to testify in investigatory hearings. And the Senate, remains to be seen. But again, assuming that there's no shenanigans in Nevada and Adam Laxalt wins and we go to the runoff in Georgia, and here we go again four weeks from now, and we'll, it's going to be all hands on deck. I talked to Herschel yesterday. He's very optimistic. He's built for times like this, as he oftentimes says, and he's very competitive. He's a sweet guy, by the way. We should really get him on the show, but we'll probably let him win an election first year. And then, I don't want him talking to anybody that can't vote for him, let's put it that way, or send him a very large check. So it remains to be seen whether we'll have a majority in the Senate or not, but either way, it's going to be very, very close. And I don't see how that's a major victory for Joe Biden, other than the management of expectations, and people expect so little from him that I suppose you just have to give him whatever breaks he wants.
Let's see here. Let's go to Stanley in Fargo, more of these questions as we go throughout the hour. Talk Radio Town Hall, Senator Kevin Cramer here. And if you have a question or comment, it's 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Stanley, go ahead. You're up for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Yeah. I, too, don't care for the comment that Trump made about DeSantis. But that beside the point, we have very, very serious problems for this country. And I the only way that we have a possible chance of solving these is electing Trump, because I think he's the only Republican that'll tackle problems that are necessary to be tackled, and then followed that by 8 years of DeSantis. I think that's the only way. Then that with the electing a Republican Senate and Congress, that we're going to straighten any of these problems out.
So Stanley makes a very good observation, and that is that to straighten these problems out is going to take a long time. In other words, Donald Trump's first 4 years, the first two of the first 4 years, were largely spent sort of figuring things out. And I think we got a very slow start in the first Trump presidency.
Getting terrible advice from Paul Ryan, too, I might add.
Well, thank God Paul Ryan gave him the biggest tax cuts in history. Without Paul Ryan, we would not have had those tax cuts. And so, we did some good things, but Donald Trump didn't really change the bureaucracy for a couple of years. I think he underestimated how bad the bureaucracy is. And he sort of thought if you don't fill all these positions, it's much fewer bureaucrats. The problem was he left a lot of vacancies of political appointees. Cause he's lean, right? Well, our government is not lean, and we want to make it more lean, but the way you make it more lean is getting rid of the bureaucrats, not not hiring the people that will be loyal to our philosophy. So we got a very slow start. And so to Stanley's point, it's really that the longevity of the issue that you have to have to wear this bureaucracy down. That said, Donald Trump's statements about Ron DeSantis, I think, demonstrate a significant flaw, frankly, in his ability to unify the party and unify the country. And so as much as I'd love 4 years of Donald Trump followed by 8 years of Ron DeSantis, it's those first 4 years that I would worry about us being able to achieve. We need to put our absolute best foot forward. Our system works of the, the gauntlet of primaries, conventions, and state fairs, and I'd say everybody ought to get into the race that's interested in being in the race. Put them all on that stage again. Everybody duke it out on the debate stage. It's some of the greatest entertainment you can ever find, as well as the exchange of good ideas. So nobody's entitled to this, and not Donald Trump. But I'll say this. Whoever wins has to have that Donald Trump-like, Donald Trump-like persistence and strength. And to that, I would agree. And I would hope that whoever wins, whoever runs,
it
has
takes
that.
Metal. You're absolutely right. More after this with Senator Kramer.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local, locally owned, locally serviced. High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Saluting those veterans today. Welcome, welcome to shout-outs for the veterans on the program. 855-200-1776. Back with Senator Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Sloppy Joe's. This is Sloppy Joe weather, by golly. They've got them in Harwood today. Chicken fettuccine, 12th and I-29. Beefy Noodle on MP Avenue. There's Chip Beef in Glendon. There's Lasagna on 45th. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. And today you get a personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99. Great deal, too. At PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Texture says, ask Senator Kramer about student loan forgiveness for veterans. Would Republicans be willing to do that?
Well, maybe. I do know this much, is that one of the things I'd like to do is continue to loosen up the GI Bill to make it more useful for more things. And we've made a little bit of progress on that in recent years, but for example, I think the GI Bill ought to be used, be able to be used to get an education to do non-conventional things. Like, I met with a group of Navy SEALs recently. I didn't actually meet with them. I bumped into them coming out of a restaurant in Washington, and there were six of them together, and one of them recognized me and wanted to talk about the issue of certification for things like the one veteran, for example, is a certified mountain guide, and it's a very good business, but it costs about $60,000 through his education and training to get this international certification. But the GI Bill doesn't pay for any of that. Why wouldn't we let the GI Bill pay for that rather than just an MBA or just a business degree or, you know, a bachelor's degree? So I what I would like to do is loosen up the GI Bill to be useful, a lot more useful than it is. And that'd be good, frankly, for workforce as well. I would consider some sort of a loan forgiveness program specifically for veterans, and would look into that. I had a veteran recently bring that same topic up to me in the context of Joe Biden's loan forgiveness, and the veteran was making a point. He wasn't actually asking for it as much as he was drawing the illustration and the irony that here he was, a veteran of war. And by the way, this was up at Newtown when I went up for the tribute to veterans that they did with the silent drill team, the U.S. Marine Corps silent drill team, which was just absolutely phenomenal. Good thoughts. I'd sure rather do that than give it to a bunch of people that, you know, doctors and lawyers, and nothing against them. I love them. But, people that got a degree that allows them to make a lot of money, and working men and women are paying off their student loan, makes zero sense.
Danny Moorhead for Senator Kevin Kramer. You're next.
Yeah, good. Shout out to all the veterans. Thank you for all you've done, and let's hope we can unite here as a nation. Kevin Kramer, I see this as an opportunity to, with the Republicans possibly, or looks like they're going to take the House, to possibly maybe we can get some bipartisan things done, like you want the border secured? Well, then let's have immigration reform, comprehensive. Yeah. Let's also solve the problem with Social Security and Medicare. And so let's, that's the only way we're going to win is if we all unite, because if we go through the same cycle, nobody really wins, no matter who's in there. And you guys got to stay in Washington until you get this stuff done. Really be held accountable.
Yeah, really great points, actually. And so here's the first thing I love about this, Scott, is he's optimistic. He sees the opportunity in a divided government that I think a lot of us see. Frankly, this is something Donald Trump saw when Nancy Pelosi became speaker in the middle of his term. He saw it as an opportunity. The problem is that she saw it as an opportunity to just obstruct him. Well, all of that said, I even would go so far as to say that there might be even more opportunity in these very small majorities as opposed to very large majorities. Large majorities get very hard to manage, as you can tell. Look at previous speakers. And look at the most recent speaker, Nancy Pelosi. She was able to unite her conference, I think, largely because she had such a narrow majority that they couldn't progress in any way. Now, of course, with a divided government, so I'm going to give an example, and I've used this a couple of times on some TV shows recently. If we have 51 senators, for example, that's leverage that's far greater even than just having the majority in the House. And the majority in the House is leverage because they get, all spending starts there, and they can stop whatever they want to do. But we get tremendous leverage because we have the final say on whether or not a judge gets confirmed, whether an undersecretary, a deputy undersecretary, an assistant deputy undersecretary, or secretary, chief counsel. A lot of positions, over 2,000 positions, have to be confirmed by the United States Senate. That means, okay, you want this judge, Mr. President, or you want this Fish and Wildlife Service director, Mr. President, then we need this. Or you want whatever it is that's his highest priority, and we want permitting reform for pipelines. You want more electric vehicles. We want more pipelines. And I think that you'll find out if he's transactional or not, whether he's pragmatic enough to understand leverage. But we also then have to be united in our resolve to do that. So there is already some bipartisan work beginning in a couple of areas that could be helpful, but they've got to be meaningful reforms in the right direction. We can't just constantly gravitate. You know, for example, if the president came to us and said, okay, so I borrowed $5 trillion and wasted it last year. This year, I'm going to compromise with you and only borrow $4 trillion and waste it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about significant policy changes that we can do together and help each other out.
Thanks for the call. 855-200-1776 for Senator Kevin Cramer. 855-200-1776 to call us today on the program. Biden was in Egypt this morning.
Yeah.
And he said he was delivering a message that we were doing our part as the United States to end the climate hell. What do you make of that rhetoric?
Well, it's always the problem with the climate cause, and that is that they exaggerate it, they over dramatize it, and they create this paranoia, if you will, that clearly is overstated. And by the way, the United States of America has been doing our part forever, for a very long time. We've reduced greenhouse gas emissions more than any other nation in the world. And the innovations that come from places like the EERC up at the University of North Dakota and from our cooperatives and in North Dakota and our oil and gas industry in North Dakota, our farmers in North Dakota, those things are the things that are helping reduce greenhouse gas emissions as well as other, real legitimate pollutants like, SOx, NOx, mercury, particulate matter, pollution in general, because sustainability is natural to us. So I get tired of that. I get tired of that rhetoric. First of all, it puts our own country down. Even though he says we're doing our part and then calling it climate hell. I mean, I look out my window this morning, and I was out there in 8 degrees temperatures blowing a foot and a half of snow, and just thank God for our climate.
Chris Pelosi would say, that's an applause line. That's an applause line right there.
Texter says, I'd like to give a shout-out to my brother who served in the Navy during Vietnam from 66 to 70. Thanks for that. Welcome others as well for our veterans today. Love the shout-outs. You can call us at 855-200-1776. Also, text welcome. We'll get to a couple of texts. More calls waiting as well. Text line is 237-1590 as we continue. The big election is over, and America will never be the same. Washington is changing, but the big media is also changing. The rise of Newsmax is making a big difference. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel in America. Every day and night, I tune into Newsmax for the real news I can trust. I watch Rob Schmidt every night. Rob asks the tough questions the media won't. There's also Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, Sean Spicer, and more. Even President Trump says Newsmax is really good. Next week, President Trump will make a really big announcement. Get the latest about Trump's big announcement. Just text the word rally to 39747. Rally to 39747. Find out the details of Trump's announcement and join Newsmax Trump list. Text RALLY to 39747. RALLY 39747. And remember, millions are switching to Newsmax. I did, and you should too. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In 1926, Congress called for an annual observance of the anniversary, and by 1938, it was an official federal holiday. Today is Veterans Day. As we celebrate all those that have served and are serving in today's armed services, thank you for your service. As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in one day. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
Well, it's mystifying. The people of Arizona and Nevada deserve a lot better than the electoral system the politicians in those states have delivered to them. In fact, our nation deserves better when you have the fate of power in Congress hanging in the balance.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid, you accidentally bring it to the wedding.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Kev, you've got a salute to veterans going there with our bumper music too, right?
I came across some fun and didn't have the pleasure, but came across some good
hard
cadence.
Hard work.
There you go.
There you go.
Shout out to our vets with that
right
there.
Yeah, that's Camp Lejeune Marines right there, recorded live in action.
I heard there was some problem with the water at Camp Lejeune. I don't know if I heard that wrong or not.
Yeah, in fact, my sister and brother-in-law, part of that deal, she had ovarian cancer. Yeah, it's bad. But from what I understand, man, I know they're part of the case. I don't know if they've had any.
You can't watch the news channel without hearing about it.
Yeah, they're talking a lot about it.
A lot of lawyers are cashing in.
Yes, they are. Yeah, that's what I think of, too. Yeah, I hope people that deserve help get help, but get the lawyers out of the way. Here we go, folks, brought to you by Patriot Mobile today, mobilizing freedom. That's what they do more than ever. It is important to support companies and organizations that share our values, and that's what Patriot Mobile does. They not only share our values and beliefs, but they actually do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. 972-PATRIOT for more details. 972-PATRIOT. Alan Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go. You're next. Al, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. How about
okay.
Al. This?
Hi, Al.
Go ahead for Senator Cramer.
Yeah. There's a swamp and there's a uniparty. Could you define both? And then one follow-up question. What percentage of the press is honest and what percent is nefarious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with regard to the other two things, if you're really asking for a definition of the swamp, in my view, the swamp is by and large the executive state. It's the administrative state that made up of public employee unionized bureaucracies that get up every day and think about how can they do the least amount of work and protect themselves. And as bad as any one or two of them are collectively, it's an absolute nightmare. And frankly, we just have got to bust that up. And I don't know how you do that without civil service reforms that make it easier, frankly, to fire people. Instead, they just keep adding people and adding people. And
they're there. That blob that you talk about is there regardless of whether there's a Republican in the office or a Democrat, right?
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. And if you get a, if you get cabinet secretaries like, say, Orion Zinke that actually do big things, you know, they just wait them out. They litigate. They get their friends to litigate, you know, rules and orders, executive orders and whatnot. And they just sort of wait them out until they can win the next election. So that's largely what the swamp is. Now, people will apply that more generally to you know, establishment politicians on one side or the other. With regard, I don't know what the other one, Uniparty or whatever that, I don't know what that is. But, and then the last question was, remind me, the third question.
He's not there anymore.
Uniparty was, I think, more about the, you know, the rhinos,
yeah,
if you will, you know.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. See, and here's the problem with that. If his point is everybody's, you know, on the same side, so to speak, in collusion against people, mm-hmm. it's really, it's a notion that people often feel when they see the world inwardly. In other words, they see sort of their version of the world. And they, what they don't do is understand or recognize or appreciate the fact that our founders, the 56 men that signed the Declaration of Independence, and then and most of whom then became members of the Constitutional Congress and signed the Constitution of the United States, created it that way. They created a three co-equal branches, two chambers in the one branch, one of those chambers representing a small population, you know, an equal size population, the other, of course, being the Senate, with every state getting two senators. They did that specifically to force unity, to force compromise, to force negotiation, to force transactions. Some of the things that some of my most, you know, some of my favorite and closest conservative friends sort of reject. They say, oh, that's just deal making. Yes, that's what it is. It's deal making. You want this, I want that. How do we both get what we want? You know, my constituents need roads, my constituents need crop insurance, my constituents you know, need hurricane assistance, my constituents want a strong defense. 535 boards of, you know, members of the board of directors with one executive and a judiciary to oversee it all. It's designed to be difficult and to be transactional. And I think sometimes we trash that too much and don't fully appreciate the skill set it takes to do that. With regard to the question about the media, how many of them are nefarious and how many of them are honest? It's interesting because the reporters that I work with, and I work with probably on a regular basis 20, 25 reporters right in the Capitol. I'm very accessible to them, just as I am to you all. And I find most of them to really be quite honest. I do not trust, however, their editors and their publishers and their news directors, who are very liberal. And it's not even so much about how honest they are as much as they, how transparent they are. They'll tell you something that's honestly true outside of a context that makes it look like, different than the actual reality. Their lack of balance is something else. I mean, the best example of it is the treatment of former President Trump and the current president. They still ask more questions of members of Congress about Donald Trump than they do about Joe Biden. They'll say something about, they'll call and ask, what do you think about what Donald Trump said yesterday about Ron DeSantis? Okay, maybe that's a fair question, but they'll never ask about what, you know, ask a Democrat, what do you think about Joe Biden confusing his sister and his wife?
Is that an editor that's pushing that? Go up there and ask them this?
Here's what I can tell you in talking to a lot of my reporter friends. Their editors will tell them what they want them to focus on for the day. And you can tell, by the way, that they're all in it together because they all ask the same question.
Yeah.
Whether it's The Hill or Politico or The Wall Street Journal or The New York Times. Probably somewhat unfair to put The Wall Street Journal in there. They're much more substantive, much more policy oriented. But on the political side, which is what they're far more interested in, you guys, is the political side. The things that divide people are far sexier to these people. And they love to help drive those wedges. And very frustrating.
So the swamp part of the media is more the editors and publishers and the brass than the boots on the ground reporters. Got it.
Yeah.
Jim and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, I was wondering, did he forget about Blake Masters in Arizona?
You think Blake Masters can still win?
Yeah.
I mentioned him earlier that he's got a longer path. He's got a steeper hill to climb with the remaining ballots.
Well, yeah, and, Mitch McConnell forgot about him. Mitch McConnell.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
He didn't put money towards him. He didn't put no money towards him to help him run his race.
He had to prioritize, obviously, his limited funds. We don't have the billionaires that the Democrats have. So one of the things that I think people don't quite understand about how the super PAC world works, and I'll just use some round numbers. Let's just say for a minute that Mitch McConnell has $100 million to spend. So they will, in, say, June or July, and Scott, you've been on the receiving end of some of this, they will book $500 million worth of television and radio time throughout the country. And then as you get closer to the election, they will see which races need the money and which races are the better value. And it's limited. It's not like it's an infinite amount of money. J.D. Vance in Ohio was probably a better bet to win. And Mitch, I think, put something like $40 million into that race. So some of the money that was sort of booked, if you will, for Masters had, you know, was, you know, removed from the book and the money went to a guy like J.D. Vance. Again, probably a better bet, and it turned out to be a much better bet. A lot went to Herschel Walker. Of course, Mitch became quite comfortable with Herschel Walker as a candidate, even before he won the nomination. We'll see how well that pays off, but, you know, it's much closer race, obviously, than down in Arizona. Now, the other thing you have to remember is, while Mitch has, I think, two basic large PACs that he, I don't want to say controls, but that he helps raise the money for, Democrats have hundreds of millions, billions and billions more, because they have some standalone, billionaires that have their own PACs. We have some of that, and to the degree they coordinate, they did in the McMaster's case is one of those where Mitch, you know, put his money into other races, and then the other PACs put their monies into Arizona. So it's not like it's just all or nothing. It has to be distributed in a way that is strategic, and then you include the other players in it. I don't think McMaster's had no money problems. His problem was not that he didn't have enough money. He had plenty of money to win. But for whatever reason, Kerry Lake had a better message, and of course, Kerry Lake was running against, you know, wasn't running against an incumbent, whereas McMaster's was.
Piggyback here on this from a listener. The texter says, everyone is blaming Trump instead of McConnell, McCarthy, and the establishment rhinos who didn't support America First candidates. Here's a breakdown of money spent in some battleground states that Lou Dobbs tweeted out. Arizona, Masters, $9 million, Kelly, $73 million. Georgia, Herschel Walker, $32 million. Warnock, $76 million. Laxalt, $12 million. Cortez, $47 million. New Hampshire, Hassan had $36 million. Our guy had $2 million. So they didn't even try to help any of these candidates. They would rather have them lose and let the Democrats keep control than to help Trump-endorsed candidates.
See, that's completely ridiculous. I mean, while those numbers that, quote, Lou Dobbs put out, this is actually a pretty good example of swamp spin. The issue isn't whether or not they had more money. We never have as much money as Democrats. Never. If we don't have the kind of institutional billionaire support that Democrats have. Warnock, by the way, J.D. Vance didn't have as much money as his opponent had. You're right, Herschel Walker didn't have as much, although he had an awful lot, and most of it came from Mitch McConnell and Mitch McConnell's PACs. That's the whole point, is that you can't leave it up to Mitch McConnell. Guess how much Donald Trump's PAC gave to all these candidates compared to Mitch McConnell's?
Wasn't much, right?
Very little, about $3.5 million total. Mitch put in tens of millions per campaign.
And that's not unusual. Trump is not one to spread the love when it comes to cash. Jim and Fargo, when we come back, and some more texts as well. Senator Kevin Cramer, last segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Call us now.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock-solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock-solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Mike Lindell earlier this week, and he was telling us about the MyPillow Dream Sheets, which are priced at their lowest price ever right now. You go to MyPillow.com, you're going to find out all the deals. MyPillow.com, MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, starting as low as $29.98. Now remember this, you need to use the promo code SCOTT to take care of that advantage. There's duvet covers, MyPillow shams, pillowcases, down blankets, pet blankets. They've got it all. MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT when you check out for the great deals. Last chance to chat with Senator Kevin Cramer, 855-200-1776. and your text at 237-1590. Here is a text. Is it true? In a future war, less than 1% of U.S. military will be involved in combat because of robotic tanks, vehicles, and drones.
I don't know that that's exactly true, but it's certainly the trend is to, you know, fewer people and more machinery, particularly unmanned aerial vehicles. Certainly the drones, we're seeing that play out in a lot of places. But one thing that soldiers will tell you, that to finish a war off, you do have to have troops on the ground. I mean, you just have to get there. Now, you may not have as many as you've had before, and we certainly don't. A Navy still requires a lot of people. It requires a lot of ships. There are some unmanned naval vehicles, and I've seen some of them. They're pretty impressive. But we're a long ways from probably that. Maybe there's a time when it'll be less than 1%. We'll see. But this is also, remember, this is why we stood up a Space Force, too, because Space Force, a very lean, small force, it's a war-fighting force. I just talked to the new chief of naval operations, or of space operations, the day before yesterday, I think he called, General Saltzman. First question he asked me was, when do we get to go to Cavalier? Now, Cavalier is a small base in North Dakota with about 40 Guardians, and it shows you just how lean it is, but it's also, but it flies, flies rockets up to space. Obviously, working with the private sector, puts satellites in space, all of which are designed to help communicate and help drones work better, help missiles work better, help defend, because you can identify incoming attacks better. There's no question that that's the direction that warfighting is going. I could not confirm, though, that, you know, in the future only 1% of our military will be actively on the ground, but we'll see.
Please ask Senator Kramer if he believes we will ever find out who leaked the Supreme Court abortion decision.
Well, there's a good question for you. You know, I have some friends that are much closer to it that think that they know. They maybe just don't know enough to say it publicly. I do think we'll know at least who the person worked for or what their role might have been. I don't know whether we'll know their name. I would think that maybe in the House Judiciary Committee, when they get a majority, they might try to go after that information. Obviously, the Supreme Court up till now has wanted to investigate it itself. They are a co-equal, separate branch of government, but the Congress of the United States is still the top of the food chain when it comes to oversight and when it comes to funding. So, you know, I think they'll do everything they can to try to identify. But my suspicion is, I think most people think that some folks in the Supreme Court already know who the guilty party is, and they're protecting them.
Email. Senator, you said many times that the reason that you support giving U.S. taxpayer dollars to Ukraine is that the CIA has said to you in reports that Putin will invade Europe, so it's cheaper to deal with Putin in Ukraine. Do you actually believe that? What countries will Putin invade? That's my question.
Well, first of all, I've never said the CIA has said that. History tells us that, and we've had plenty of intelligence to support that. But the person that's been the clearest about it has been Vladimir Putin himself. And his speech, which is now probably about a year and a half ago, pretty much said that. The document from which his speech was delivered, that he put out a year or two before that, pretty much says that. He's not like he's been bashful or secretive about his ambitions to recreate the Soviet Union. And so I'm oftentimes confused by is that people doubt that they actually doubt Vladimir Putin's ambitions. It's like being naive about what Xi Jinping is going to do. He's been very clear as well about his ambitions and aspirations as the permanent till death leader of China, or Kim Jong-un, or the Ayatollahs of Iran. These people are not secretive about what they intend or what they think
and not all of them have the submarines Putin has as well. Final note here, it says, I'd like to say thank you to my cousin, Lieutenant Colonel Bob Stephenson. He was a Cobra pilot, went back into active service as an air boss in Iraq. His three oldest children also currently serve in the Marines and Navy flying airplanes. Wow. Here's a good shout-out for some veterans on this Veterans Day. How about that?
Oftentimes generations of military personnel. We're grateful to all of them and to their moms and dads and their family members who serve with them.
The bad news is this radio show is over, and now you have to return to that pile of snow in your driveway.
That's not that bad, actually. It'll be fine. But I cannot believe how fast an hour goes.
Yeah, I know. It is incredible. Thanks for the calls, questions, comments for Senator Kramer. God bless. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.